We want to welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this Lord's Day morning, the last Sunday in February. It's hard to believe we're 2 months completed in the year. Throughout the month of February, we've been looking at the tiny epistle of Philemon. And I don't know about you, but this little letter here that God gives to us, a revelation of his heart, shares with us how God deals with us as sinners, how he treats us. Listen to verses 18 and 19. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Paul takes pen from the amanuensis that perhaps was there writing, and he said, I'm writing this with my own hand to make sure you know it's Paul. And this is what I want you to do. If he owes you anything, you put it on my account. Let me remind you, Paul says, of how much you owe me. There's a little bit of humor that is in this particular passage. But as Paul found Onesimus running away and guilty of robbing his master, so Jesus Christ finds us wandering from God, having committed multiple crimes against his grace. Is that not the case? As Paul pleaded with the restoration of Onesimus, asking that what he owed be placed upon his account, so Jesus Christ acts as our advocate with the Father, having paid our sin debt, literally our sin put to his account. As Philemon received Onesimus on Paul's account, so God, in his mercy, has received us and made us what we never were before. And that's that word that we find in this little epistle, profitable. We were never profitable before until we came in Jesus Christ. Then we're profitable, all on Christ's account, his righteousness imputed to us. Paul ends this little letter in verse 25 with this statement, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. I find this very interesting how he closes this. Because he is saying this, forgiveness of those who sin against us, forgiveness centers in the spirit of man. You know, many times, you know, it's like a child, two brothers that are fighting, and I've had to do this before with my two boys. I said, all right, you hit him, so you ask him to forgive you for what you did. All right, and the other one said, do I have to forgive him, Dad? Yes, you've got to forgive him, all right? And the boy said, all right, I forgive you. Now, most times that doesn't come from the Spirit, does it? Dad standing there, and my rotten brother standing right there, and Dad says he wants me to forgive my brother. All right, I forgive my brother. It doesn't flow from the Spirit, does it? And yet Paul is saying to Philemon, let forgiveness toward Onesimus flow from your spirit. And you know what that takes? It takes grace. It takes grace to do that. That's the emphasis here. Let the grace of Jesus Christ our Savior grip your spirit in such a way that forgiveness flows to Onesimus without reservation, without grudging, without remembering the offense and what is owed. That's what Paul's asking. Well, Paul, that's an awful lot to ask. Wait a minute. It's an awful lot to ask God to do that for you, is it not? How much does it take for God to say that? It took his holy Son being sent to a cruel cross and dying on that cross as our substitutionary vicarious atonement. That's what it took. And that's what God does in behalf of every lost sinner that cries out to him. He forgives them by his grace without reservation, without remembering the offense. The Bible says he puts our sins as far as the east is from the west. They're buried in the depths of the deepest sea, never to be remembered any longer. That's foreign to us because we do remember, do we not? This little book shows us, gives us a glimpse into heaven, gives us a glimpse at our advocate, Jesus Christ, and what he does in behalf of sinners. I trust and pray that we might have that same kind of spirit, that when we forgive others, it would not just be words that roll off of our lips. I'm going to forgive him because, you know, but I'm going to remember him. Every time I see him, I'm going to remember what he did to me. Is that forgiveness? Not even close. Not even close. I've heard of people tell me, so-and-so said this about me 25 years ago, and until they come and they ask forgiveness from me, I'm never going to forgive them for what they did. You don't know anything about forgiveness. You don't understand. The Bible says he loved us in spite of our sin. Right? He loved us in spite of our sin. He sent his son. He planned this before the foundation of the world. He planned it all for lost sinners. Do you think you could get off your 25-year issue if God can forgive you? I think so. I think so. What it means is that you and I have to have a good dose of grace. A good dose of grace. And that's why Paul ended his letter that way. He imagined that Philemon, he's thinking about what this servant had done. He had stolen from him. He had run away. And now he's going to come back as a Christian. You know, I believe in my heart, and I don't know this to be true, but I believe that Philemon had the right kind of heart. He had the right kind of heart. And I believe that perhaps that because he was a fellow believer, that he may have even gave him his freedom. I don't know. But I know this, that Paul said, let the grace of Jesus Christ so permeate your heart that you can forgive Onesimus without reservation, without grudging, without remembering the offense and what he owes. Forgive him. Let that grace reign in your spirit. That's what we need today in the church. We need that spirit of grace that reigns in our hearts, because that's the spirit of grace that Christ has toward you this very hour.